This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. There's exactly 1 week left of 2019 and of the decade, too. So starting today, we'll be looking back at the decade that was and what's to come in 2020 with some of Marketplace's very own reporters. We're starting off with Mariel Segura on retail because many of us spend more than we might like supporting that sector of the economy this time of year. And the way we shop has changed a lot in the past 10 years. Hey, Mariel.
Hey, Kimberly.
So, looking at the retail industry, what's the big takeaway from the last decade or so?
Yeah, it's got to be the explosion of online retail. So, in 2010, e-commerce sales were about 4% of overall retail sales, and now they're at about 11%, which doesn't seem like too much, but it's actually enough to upend a lot in the industry. We've seen retail store closures and bankruptcies. We've seen malls start emptying out. I also covered last year, a lot of towns rely on tax revenue from their malls. And as the stores start to empty out, the towns are also feeling the effects. So over the past decade, with that explosion, we start to see a lot of towns struggling to fill in the gaps there.
What has all of this meant for retail workers?
Well, the growth of e-commerce, it shifted some of the retail jobs. And a lot of the retailers that have filed for bankruptcy, I mean, some of them have gone out of business entirely. And those bankruptcies didn't just have to do with competition from online retail, but that was definitely a contributing factor. There are also more jobs in fulfillment now, working in warehouses, packing and shipping online orders. So the jobs have changed somewhat. But yeah, a lot of people have lost their jobs. They haven't gotten severance.
The elephant in the room in this discussion of e-commerce is, of course, Amazon. How has Amazon in particular shaped the way that the retail industry has looked in the last decade?
Yeah, Amazon is the biggest player in online retail, and its sales have grown a ton as well in the past decade. It went from about $24 billion a year to about $207 billion a year in retail sales, the retail part of their business. And Amazon has also created a lot of norms in retail and a lot of expectations. When they started doing two-day shipping, people came to expect that. And now they do same-day shipping, and other retailers have had to sort of get in line. It creates this expectation, not just I want this thing, but I want it right now, and I can get it right now for free. What consumers, I think, are starting to realize is that nothing really comes for free. When you speed up delivery, that can increase traffic. It can hurt the environment. And it can also, you know, add to the cost of your products. It's just sort of built into the cost.
So looking ahead, what retail trends should we look out for in the next year or longer?
I've heard from a lot of people lately that they're concerned about sustainability and about being an ethical shopper, whatever that means to them. It could be animal welfare or workers' rights or the environment or just shopping locally. And those people are trying to figure out when a company is actually operating sustainably and when the company is just marketing to them, but most of their operations actually are not sustainable. I think that both consumers and companies are going to be figuring this out in the next year. When is it worth it to spend money on something that is more sustainable? And also, when can we trust companies that they're telling the truth, basically?
Okay, Marketplace's Mariel Segura. Thanks.
Thank you.